Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Happy Friday Eve to you, Vic. I see you there on the stream. Wheels, what does it do to you to know that last night after my NOTA vigils, I was driving home and almost didn't make it in today because I was singing this at full voice? Yes, I can sing girl songs. To take away your respect for me?
No.
Oh, good.
Nothing wrong with singing girl songs.
Hey, right on.
I just don't know what this song is.
It's Scandal.
It's what?
Scandal.
By?
Scandal.
Scandal.
Scandal's a band.
Oh, that part I'm a little concerned. Not about the, you know, singing a girl song, but more like I'd never heard of that song before.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I'd never heard that song.
Well, yeah. that makes sense.
You know the words.
But in our era.
Yeah.
They were pretty big.
Were they?
Yeah.
In the 80s?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's Patti Smith, right?
Yes. Married to Jimmy Connors.
All right, I know Patti Smith.
Yeah.
I did not know that was the name of a group.
Yes.
Okay.
Her first group.
Oh, did not know that.
We'll play another one coming up next.
All right.
Yeah.
So no judgment, just confusion.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't know she was married to John McEnroe.
Yeah. I said Jimmy Connors, didn't I? Yeah, John McEnroe.
They're still married.
Yeah.
They're married to this day. How exciting.
Yeah, she has a great voice. There's so many songs like that. Like, now that Farber's in the band... I think we can do like Stone in Love. He can do the whole thing because cool. he has a better voice than me, much. But I can sing the first verse, but I can't do it when he goes up high. Just like I can sing that until she goes up high. So we'd be doing like a little tandem thing, me and Favre.
Can you do like a falsetto?
Yeah. My falsetto's not strong. Okay. Like I have a pretty strong high voice and I can scream really well. But like Steve... Perry has this weird thing, man. This like in his head, he can go from full voice to falsetto, and he finds that middle ground, which I can't do. Mm. Dave can. It's all about Dave. It's all about Dave Harper. How's everybody?
Good. I'm having a good day.
Real good.
Good. Yeah, you seem like you're in a good mood today, Rach.
I feel like we're all in a good mood, and we had a very fun lunch,
Time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a fellowship, like a lunch.
Well,
fellowship.
Now my wound is worse. No, I'm kidding.
Now your what?
Mood is worse.
Because I couldn't think of the word. Mm-hmm. I do feel like I just ruined the mood, actually. I shouldn't have said anything.
I love the...
Yep.
She was... Her whole thing just then was like a really pretty... You gotta eat them fried taters.
Sling Blade.
Sling Blade.
Dude, this is not the first time you've compared me to Sling Blade on this show, unfortunately.
Everything you just said.
I'm in a good mood. Mm. We had a really good lunch. Time, lunchtime.
I was allowed to watch that movie way too
I've
young.
Never seen it. I've always
really?
I've never
you
seen
gotta,
it.
You gotta
All
see
I know
it.
Is like fried taters.
You gotta yeah. see this mm-hmm. wacky ass thing that Billy Bob is doing
yeah.
in that
I mean, it's
whole
not, it's,
movie.
It's not a bad movie by any means.
It's
but,
okay.
No, I think it's a fine movie.
Right. I didn't think it was great either. So like at the time, maybe it was a little hyped. But no, it's good. I watched it probably 10 years ago.
I don't know if Billy Bob would be doing all that today. Let's put it like that.
Yeah. Good way of putting it.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was just very random because my mom was so protective over the things I could and couldn't watch. And like for some reason, we watched that. And it's got like some dark moments
for sure.
The message ultimately is good.
Remember when Trish Gazelle's mom... yanked her out of an officer and a gentleman because they showed Deborah Winger's boobs.
Man.
Like, what? Trish had them. Like, what? I don't get it. Like,
I
get it if it's a boy, but.
Yeah, there's only one movie I think that my dad ever walked us out of, and it was European Vacation. For the very same reason.
Oh, boobs?
Boobs.
Yeah.
We're out of here. I also think he didn't think it was funny.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's a horrible movie.
Yeah.
So I think it was like, it's already a bad movie and now there's boobs. We're out of here.
Yeah.
I remember renting Titanic and when that scene came on, it was like, okay, kids, cover your eyes. And then later, sorry to blow up your spot, David, but my brother was like, I peaked. I was like, what?
What did you see?
I peaked.
That's funny.
How old were you then?
Titanic, probably like 8.
Okay, so he was what, like 11?
Yeah, let's see, when did it come out?
It's a good
11,
age to peak.
I'd say 11,
parents,
he's definitely
that's
peaking.
A peaking age.
Okay, 97, I would have been 6 and he would have been 8, but we probably watched it in more like a year after.
Right, right,
so.
Right.
Yeah, he's probably like 10.
My brother
really indicting Big Dave on this one. He was 7.
My brother got to see it by himself in theaters, or maybe it was like him and a friend. But and my mom didn't find out until like weeks later that there were boobs in it.
Uh-oh.
What is the boob thing? I mean,
and
like,
I
get. I
mean, he was like 12 or 13. I guess he would have been 13 seeing it. And so, like, you know, you can't see. I mean, in America, can't see boobs when you're 13.
Yeah, no, I guess. It's not like my mom and dad like showed them to me all the time.
Well, I think it's more like now that I'm older and I realize that like my parents had no idea what they were doing. They were just trying to do their best. I think they just thought like we can't let the 13-year-old see boobs. That's not what good parents do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think
yeah.
I think Titanic probably didn't screw him up too badly.
No, I think he probably come back from that one.
Yeah, he has probably made it through just fine.
Yeah.
It is a funny thing though, right? Because when we were kids, we saw Jaws. Right? So when we were young enough to where my brother maybe was 6 or 7 and had nightmares for weeks because his carpeting was blue that he was going to get taken by the sharks while he was sleeping, right?
Hmm.
We can see that, but cannot see a boob.
He doesn't know the difference between blue carpet and water.
I wasn't going to say anything.
When you're a little kid and you're having nightmares.
See an idiot?
I mean, I made fun of him for it. Let's not be cool.
Is your brother an idiot?
But the point is, we can see a shark eating people when you're a kid, but, you know, God forbid there's a boob.
He also just brought this up like a couple weeks ago, and it is funny, like, Titanic, the thing that happens at the end of that movie is like hundreds of people die in the worst shipwreck disaster in the history of the world.
And the part that people are worried about
is... But the part that everyone's like, kids can't see.
Boobies!
They can see like hundreds of people drown and freeze to death, but they can't
see.
Yeah.
They can't see Kate Winslet's boobs
thing,
for 8 seconds.
It's an odd thing.
Quick, get a cold dead body in front of those nipples.
Dude, blue carpet. I remember going to the carpet store and seeing blue carpet and being like, what kind of house? Like, what kind of magical discovery zone house?
What kind of Willy Wonka Pee-wee's Herman house?
Yeah,
like, Mom, 70s can we get house. This? No.
I remember being so pissed. I went to Michael's Carpet, not my Mike, but a different Mike back I was a little kid.
Wow.
And, you know, they have the big giant things that go. I mean, it's like, it's a big adventure. And I was pretty invested in it. Like, I loved going furniture shopping and things like that. I always gave opinion. And they bought the exact same carpet that we had had for like 10 years.
Did they have Rothman furniture in Alton when you were a kid?
I think so.
Rothman furniture was the best place in the world because I would. One time, I think, when my brother was in a good mood and not being mean to me when I was a kid, we played like hide and seek at Rothman while my parents were trying to do like actual adult things. And ever since then, I was chasing that high of how much fun that was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I've told that story a million times about JCPenney, but like that was a real thing. Like, we were kind of feral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we would get in there and they'd say, like, okay, we got an hour. And you're just on your own, just like running around doing whatever.
Yeah.
Good time.
It was definitely different.
Yeah.
Just like, don't leave the mall.
All right. Yeah. good afternoon to you, Wes. Tuning in from Florida.
What's up, Wes?
Jake points out that it's Patti Smyth. Patti Smith is a different singer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know. I knew there were different people. I didn't know that.
There are so many things where I generally just read the, like, you know, just words. It's like, I've only ever read that. I don't really hear it said out loud too often.
People don't talk about Patti Smyth that much anymore.
Probably because of that name.
Just the DGS.
I didn't know there was a difference between Smyth and Smith. I thought they were the same person.
No, Smith's much more hard edge.
That's why I thought it was a little weird when you said, this is Patti Smyth. I was like, really?
Yeah, she was more.
The early days.
She was more.
More punk.
I say not quite punk, but more that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Like pop punk.
So I was thinking about, you know, my famous story about the Cone Barn. And also some of the kids went to lunch at Farm Fresh.
Farm Fresh.
Still there. Still kicking.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. There's a handful of them.
Is the Pancake Ranch still there? It was right next to Hit and Run.
No, I don't think so. Oh, man. I've never heard of it.
R.I.P. Pancake Ranch. Where were your...
In Bethalto?
No, right in Woodruff. Right where Hit and Run is, like 9th Street Hill.
Oh, no. That's not the Pancake Ranch anymore.
Yeah, like I love that place. Where were your places like that as a kid / teenager?
I keep thinking that there was a place that we would go for lunch after... Well, we went to Shoney's a lot in Alton, which is where I think the IHOP is now. We had a Shoney's. And then also there might have been a place called Blocks that was like a little diner type restaurant.
I remember that. I remember the sign.
Yeah, you remember Blocks? Okay. Yeah.
Never went.
I think we went there a handful of times after church.
Andrew, did you ever go to the Round Table?
Oh yeah, we still go to Round Table.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, it's on Godfrey Road. I used to go there all the time during college.
Yeah, the Round Table is still a family favorite.
God, I love the Ground Round. Did you guys ever get to go there?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Did you get that too?
Not here, obviously.
Yeah, it was like a medieval castle theme, red carpet, like plastic knight uniforms and stuff.
Ooh, I like that.
And you would throw the peanut shells on the floor, which if you were with my dad, you couldn't.
Right.
He just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That's where he smacked me because I said,
no son of mine.
Wrapped up like a douche. Yeah, I love that place, though. I love Bonanza. I'd get the chop steak, which is a big hamburger without a bun.
Did Bonanza turn into Ponderosa?
I think they're the same company.
Oh, they weren't at the time.
That's right. What I thought. I thought they were the
big
same
competitors at the time.
Because during the glory days on the east side, there was a Bonanza up that kind of where the, I think, McDonald's is if you go past Fast Eddie's.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a Ponderosa in Wood River. So, like, you were set.
Yeah. Ponderosa was one we went to a handful of times.
Yeah, that was a big college one for us.
Love me some Ponderosa.
Whenever we'd go somewhere, because they had a buffet. When you're in college, man, buffet's the word.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for $12, I could eat for 3 hours? Yes, sir.
You know what I was thinking about today? There needs to be a name, like Freudenschott or something. There needs to be a name for that moment when you go to, like, a Chinese buffet and you get seated and you sit down for like 3 seconds and you go, okay. Like, what a farce. Like, here's your booth, and you're just like, mm-hmm. Well, it's lovely. And then you're just
you gotta give yourself a second.
Yeah.
So you don't look like a beast.
It's like so you look human.
Yeah.
Corey says there's still a bunch of Farm Fresh in Southern Illinois, but most have been sold and turned into vape shops with milk.
That's funny.
Kevin, Farm Fresh, one of the few places around here you can get Faygo.
Oh?
Detroit classic soda.
I think I saw it at Deerberg's.
Ooh, interesting.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's an
orange soda.
They have a
multi-flavored soda. It's a Detroit bottling company, kind of like
XL,
XL bottling, like ski soda, that kind of thing. Except they have 9 million flavors. Like back in the day, you guys, Dave, you know this. Like in the '70s, when I was a kid, you had Coke and Pepsi, and you had Coke and Pepsi and maybe 7-Up, right? You had like three choices. Maybe Tab was in there. They were the ones, at least where we were, you had orange, and they had Red Pop. Red Pop was a famous one. Grape. Yeah. You name it. They had all these different kinds. Rock and Rye.
We had quite a few. We had Vess and Shasta.
Yeah.
Vess
They were cheap, we had that a lot.
I still love Vess. Whistle?
Whistle?
Come on. Whistle has more sugar in it than any other. Like, you could drink 9 Mountain Dews, and there's less sugar than a Whistle.
Punch in the wiener, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but
I love that
so
stuff.
So good.
I don't mind the purple either. The like grape soda.
Oh yeah, grape Vess is excellent. I'm gonna get some Vess tonight.
I bet a bunch of people do.
Have a good night.
People are gonna be looking for Bonanzas and Farm Freshes.
You can get them at Schnucks.
That's all I had.
Well, you know, we covered a lot of ground.
Oh, yeah. I had one more for you.
What's up?
The worm that's fuzzy. What do you call him?
Caterpillar.
No, the other name.
Pillar catter. I don't know.
Oh, God.
We called them
willy worms.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, never heard that one.
Really? My whole thing was going to be that everyone else, I think, calls them woolly worms.
No.
But we called them willy. You've never heard willy worm.
Never heard willy worm.
Or Corey Hall, either. Thank you, brother. Quick break, right back. But it's clear to me, don't you know that? This one, right?
I do know this one.
Okay. You make me feel like I'm crazy.
This was a radio hit back in the day.
Yes.
Was the other one a radio hit or just an album?
I don't know where it charted.
Okay.
Like, I think I only know these two songs.
Yeah, this one, if you grew up in our time, you could not have avoided it.
It's the first song everyone everywhere. Danced to.
Oh.
They did like the guy?
The 80s swing.
Yeah.
The little pre-Running Man hand swingy
thing.
Little
Wham.
Yeah. Yeah, the Wham dance. Yes. That was the 80s dance. Everybody did that. That's in every 80s movie, too. Like Molly Ringwald dance.
When was everyone's first time to dance?
For real, real? Like, not just
goofing
around?
Mine was ninth grade graduation dance with Ronnie Barry, and I'd never even thought of dancing, and I ended up, like, dancing the night away, and someone pulled my clip-on tie off.
So are we talking like voluntarily or like because like we were forced to do dancing
like
in school?
Freestyle.
Okay, like choosing to do it.
Express
yourself. Yeah, it would have been freshman year in high school, I'm sure. Some dance, I don't know what it would have been.
Mine was my dad's 40th birthday party.
How old were you?
Fourth grade. And it was like a big deal. It was a surprise party for him and my uncle, who was also turning 40 that winter. And it was like, we went and got new outfits. And like, I got to go to Claire's and pick out a necklace.
Wow.
And my outfit was a white long sleeve t-shirt with a green butterfly on it and then a green vest over that. And my dancing was horrible, but I had fun.
Do you remember what style of dancing you attempted?
Yeah. And then I did like disco. Like I've never been to a dance. Like I've danced on a dance floor at like weddings and like that party and stuff, but I've never been to like a school dance. I don't know how the kids dance. So I did a lot of like disco moves. Yes.
Yep.
That I had seen on
television.
It's all
the
television.
Stuff you see on the TV.
Yep.
Would you like to go dancing now?
No.
Not particularly.
Too much work.
I'll be sweaty in 4 minutes. And they're like, that's the last thing I need. I got to bring like 4 shirts if I'm doing that.
Okay.
He has to keep going to the bathroom.
I'm not even kidding, man.
You know,
I'm not even kidding.
You know my weird things.
Yeah.
Someone comes in here holds us at gunpoint and says, one of you better dance and you better impress us or we're going to open fire.
Yeah.
who are we picking to dance?
You.
Me?
Yeah,
for impressive?
You.
Yeah.
You probably have danced the most.
Yeah.
Well, this is an unexpected turn.
Yeah, my feelings are a bit hurt.
Well, Andrew does dance all the time.
Yeah, but Andrew does the hands dance, though.
And you said in this room, he's technically in another room.
So how does it feel to come in second for once in your life?
The born winner finally gets taken down a peg.
The Tom Brady of the DGS.
R. Lynn King says, just don't dance like you're Elaine on Seinfeld. No promises there.
I've caught myself doing the Trump dance a lot lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fallen into this because it's just so much fun.
Well, and it's easy. Anyone can do it. You know, that's why it unites so many people.
And you do that and you can just like, you do the footwork, right? The footwork is just like, one foot goes up on the toe and the other goes on the heel.
Yeah,
and
you just kind of alternate knee up while you do this.
And evidently, it works for any kind of music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he was just in Swahili or something. And
goodbye to you. Goodbye to you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Anyone who knows this band went through a douchebag era like I did. Scritti Politti. Just imagine me with a big white flowy shirt buttoned all the way up, with a wig, dancing to Scritti Politti.
Scritti Politti?
I can't believe that's the real name.
Is that it? Yeah, I know. I feel like you're making fun of me.
I feel like I've heard that song, but I don't know that name.
Yeah, and that's all they had. That was their opus.
Is it?
Yeah,
that was, so did they that ever, was they won.
Did they ever open for Milli Vanilli?
That would have been pretty good.
Scritti Politti with Milli Vanilli.
It feels like a cheater brand of Milli Vanilli.
It's the Walmart brand.
Did you guys fall for Milli Vanilli?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I wasn't into them, but I didn't think they were faking it.
Well, nobody would have because you had no reason to.
Yeah. Right. But I guess you guys wouldn't have been.
That's why it was such a big deal, because the stuff like that had never happened before.
Yeah.
Or if it did, it just never.
Yeah.
It never got found out.
And I guess that was such a big. Oh, my God.
But I guess you guys probably wouldn't have been like fans.
No.
No.
You guys weren't like there when it happened.
No. They were not a hair band. I didn't care.
No. All I had in common with Milli Vanilli is during that era, we both wore bike shorts, not ironically.
Okay. Am I remembering it correctly? Like when the. Did they just like run off stage when that went wrong? Is that like they just turned and sprinted?
The looping track glitched, right? And started skipping over and over again, and they just
like took off.
They just bolted.
I'm glad I remember that right, because I got this image in my head of them like, ah!
Didn't someone else did that?
Ashley Simpson,
on Saturday Night Live.
Didn't she have an SNL? Yeah, she had an SNL thing, and she like...
It was really bad, too.
Was completely dumbfounded.
Yeah.
So I just had something happen to me that's never happened before. Michael Calhoun from the newsroom just ripped something off the presses and handed it to me.
Whoa.
I think he knows I'm into this story. You guys know about the footlong felon?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Yes. So this guy has become a symbol of the resistance.
Oh, good God.
He took a sandwich at a protest and threw it and hit an ICE agent in the chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jeanine Pirro tried to... indict him on a felony.
Okay.
And I mean, the grand jury said no.
Yeah.
So they indicted him on a misdemeanor assault.
Yeah.
And the officer testified that there was an explosion of onion.
Yeah, that he's like, I could feel it through my vest.
He had a bulletproof vest on.
Dude!
An explosion of onion through the vest. That sounds like how you would advertise for a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, right. Like
it has an explosion of onion.
So he was found not guilty just now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, he did throw the sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, he's guilty of throwing a sandwich, but he's not guilty of hurting anyone.
I mean, like, how can you be a grown-ass person and be like, I felt the sandwich through the vest? Like, I could get being mad that somebody threw a sandwich at you. I totally understand. I'd probably be mad if someone threw a sandwich at me, too.
Yeah.
But, like, come on. Don't embellish it. Like,
these ICE agents. These ICE agents are really fascinating.
This guy was like
a soccer player. Yeah, these guys are, like, next-level cowards. Like,
yikes.
Between the masks and the, you know, like, targeting, like, old ladies and there was an explosion of onion I could feel through my bulletproof vest. Like, a whole new level of cowardice that we've just, like, not seen before.
Yeah, not
guess who won't be here tomorrow? No, I'm kidding.
Not a fan of the masks either.
Gonna miss Andrew.
Hey, come and get me. I got all kinds of sandwiches, dog. You want to see an explosion of onions? I got you covered.
The FBI is urging ICE to identify themselves because criminals are impersonating them.
This is why, look, I don't like any, I mean, I guess I understand it if you're like raiding a drug house and you're wearing masks, you know, you're worried about retribution from a gang or whatever. But like, if you're just doing something legal and something good, something that you think is good that needs to be done, why should you hide your face? I mean, police officers don't hide their faces when they're doing their jobs on a regular basis. Why is it any different? Again, I get it in specific circumstances. I don't like that, but I also hate it now, too, because of the impersonator thing. Because now people can just buy this gear that looks like ICE gear. They can just buy it and or make it up themselves and put on a mask, and now they're going to be able to just rob from people. Like, I think that there's a better solution to that. Let's just do it on the up and up.
Yeah. Speaking of Crime and Punishment, did you see what the Louvre's password was?
I did.
No, what was it? Louvre?
It was Louvre.
Oh, come on! Come
That's
on!
So good.
You got to be not even like Louvre 789 or something.
Just Louvre.
Our password is
you gotta
painting.
You
got to
be kidding me! I guess they were just going with nobody's going to try us.
Do you think in general, like I've had this thought in life because growing up as I did, where I did. I just felt like everyone was my superior. Everyone was smarter. Everyone's cooler. Everything was giant. And the older I get, the more I kind of go, You know, yeah. this like kind of life in general. It's almost like one of those Old West sets on television where there's no actual buildings. Mm-hmm. It's just the front.
The clouds are painted on. Yeah. And,
it somehow feels like,
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think you and I'm the same way. We're raised thinking that there was such a thing as like institutions and that institutionally you had to have your stuff together. You had to have it together. The Louvre is a fortress for art that is locked down, and to steal something from the Louvre would be a Herculean undertaking that only the greatest burglars of all time could do. And instead they're walking up and they're like knocking on the door and the door is just falling in off the hinges.
Kind of crazy.
And the alarm's been broken for months, so they just walk in and take the Mona Lisa or whatever.
See that something has happened for the first time in the animal kingdom that has animal kingdom people up in arms with bats and rats. Have you seen this video?
No.
Are the rats riding the bats?
No.
That would be pretty sweet.
Close. For the first time, I don't know how this could be the first time they've seen it, but they're seeing rats snatch bats out of the air and eat them.
Whoa.
Rats are tough, man.
Aren't they basically the same thing? Just like bats are just rats with wings?
Similar.
Yeah, but the wings should make a pretty big difference in the
you would think so.
Ability to evade capture.
No, but I mean, like a lot of times they're going to fly near the ground to eat, to grab something they're going to, because, you know, bats got to eat. Unfortunately.
In the video that's going around, the bat is sitting on a windowsill. Oh. I'm sorry, the rat. And you see these bats are just like, hey, look, it's a rat. And then one of them just snatch, chew, just done. You know, the other bats are like, holy hell, I've never seen that before.
You know, bats.
I didn't know they could do that.
You know, we always joke about that they're just flying rats, but they're not rodents.
What are they?
They just are mammals. Yeah.
Yeah, aren't they like closer almost to like marsupials? Don't they have little pouches? Little baby pouches?
I don't know. It's a listen, this is this.
I also don't know. I don't know why I even opened
this. This is they're in different orders of whatever, you know. But bats are more closely related to primates, carnivores, and even cetaceans than they are to rodents.
Hmm. Interesting.
Cetaceans?
Yes.
Whales?
Hmm. That's what it says, because they're mammals.
Huh. But aren't rats mammals?
Yes.
This could go on indefinitely.
I'm just saying that this thing here is saying that they are closer to primates and cetaceans than they are to rodents.
Oh, yeah.
I am, again, like our science conversation yesterday, I am just delivering the news. I am not the person that is.
Please, God, don't go back there. I am begging you.
So I don't know if you guys will also find this funny, but I just Googled bats, and then I found a website called Bat Facts. And
is it Batman?
And then one of the subcategories is, what is the bat's lifestyle? And for some reason, that's making me laugh.
JR says, I feel like I know less after this. DGS is where you come to get dumb.
We're doing our best. Bring everybody down to our level. We're just trying to level the playing field. That's all.
Trying to make y'all feel better. That's it.
Oh, sorry, Madison. That was just a joke.
Oh, boy. The average person has two spots at home they consider my spot.
Oh.
I have a spot.
I definitely have
two spots, yeah.
I have one for sure. Like, that's the gaming spot, you know, the TV spot.
Yeah.
On the couch.
Yeah, I have my end of the couch.
Yeah.
I can't think of a second spot, though.
Toilet.
That's my primary spot.
That's where mine is.
Yeah, I would say
it's really kind of my spot in the house.
If I had to go secondary, it's either the office chair, you know, like you're working on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just like when I'm sitting up late and I'm watching Tiki Talks in bed. Bed would be the second spot because you spend a lot of time sleeping.
Yeah, I guess my second spot would be like where I sit at the dining table, you know?
I just pictured you sitting alone ominously.
I just sit here.
I sit on the left side. She sits on the right.
Man in Florida brought a knife to a poop fight.
What?
He needed to go really, really bad at a Publix, but there was a guy in the stall, so he pulled a knife on him. And made the guy get out of the stall.
Dude.
Well, you're in
like
the stall.
Stick it through the
I guess
the
maybe
yeah.
put it under.
I'd
put it
be
underneath.
Like, dude, you're out there. The door's locked.
Yeah, I'm in the stall. What are you going to do?
Come and climbing under there with his knife.
You better go in the urinal, because I'm in the stall.
But also, like, you know, who hasn't been in that position? Where it's like, you need to get out of there so I can get in there.
If you had a knife, you'd pull it.
I've never had to threaten anybody. I've never been in that situation.
There's a scene in the new Naked Gun where Liam Neeson pulls a gun out and starts firing it off in the air so that he can get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. It's a psychological thing with me. My prostate's fine. My urination is fine. But psychologically, we've talked about this before. Like, if I really have to go... Once I get within about 20 feet of a bathroom, it's like, it could happen at any point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this has been bad this week because the executive bathroom right outside my office is closed. And just muscle memory, whenever, if you see me get up after a segment, I'm going to the bathroom because I drink so much liquid. And so I've been going to the executive bathroom, seeing that it's closed, and then you're like, crap. I am not sure I can walk the extra 50 yards to the other bathroom. It's been pretty close.
Man.
And I'm not used to that bathroom. I'm used to the executive bathroom. That is straight up stinky.
It is disgusting in there today. Have been problems with like sewage gas release. And I think that might have been what's going on today.
I mean, it's a bathroom.
Is that what you're calling it?
That's what happens in bathrooms.
Well, no, I mean like
you
actual
mean in the drainage.
Like, yeah, like drainage problem where sewer gas comes up from the drains.
Yeah, I went in right after you. And I was harboring bad feelings toward you.
I texted this to Rachel. So I went in there and I was like, it smells absolutely horrible in here, which is probably Kevin's fault because Kevin was in there before me.
Yeah.
And so I left and then I saw you walking in and I texted Rachel and I was like, this is going to come up pretty quickly in the show, but it smells horrible in there.
Took 46 minutes.
Yeah. Dave's going to blame me for this.
But I went back about 20 minutes later and it was the same. I'm like, okay.
I walked in too, man. It's been... couple hours like that.
He's lying. It was all Kevin's fault.
I mean, I may have added to it.
Do they have any sprays or anything like that in there for you guys?
Yeah, there's something on the counter.
Is there?
Yeah, usually. Maybe isn't.
I'm not touching that. It's been soaked in sewer gases.
That's true. And sometimes if you don't get the right scent, that can make things.
Oh, yeah. You can just make it worse. Yeah.
Way worse.
DGS 150, happy Thursday.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Friday, Eve. Oh, my God. Oprah's favorite things are out.
We still listen to Oprah.
Thank you. Who gives a rat's ass what her favorite thing is?
I thought she retired.
Well, but like, what are they though?
Well,
hypothetically.
Yeah. What is the billionaire buying?
I don't want to hear it. But like, what's you know, the
there's a $2,000 espresso machine.
Oh.
There are $60 reading glasses for the shower.
Yes.
Who's reading in the shower?
I guess Oprah is.
Okay.
Why? And what?
Book learning.
I'm guessing not a book. Guessing it's going to be a Kindle or something, right?
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, you can't put a book in the shower.
That's true. Pages will get all wet.
It's true.
Unless she's got rich people books that
don't get
ruined by water.
Going to laminate your books, people.
You know who I'm liking? Who I'm liking lately?
Who's that?
Wolfgang Van Halen.
Wolfie.
I like him.
There's nothing to not like about Wolfie.
He said, what did he say yesterday? He said, like he's not interested in anything Van Halen.
Yeah.
Like, I have a band.
He's doing his own thing.
And I just want to do my own thing.
Yeah.
Totally respect that. Yep. He's really good, too.
Yep.
And then today he said, I don't want generative AI to create music. AI should be doing the stuff that we don't want to do so we can focus on the creative stuff.
Great comment.
Yeah, that's the troubling thing about AI, is I think we all thought like, oh, we won't have to do like manual labor anymore. AI will figure it out.
Or it can solve problems we can't figure out yet.
Exactly. But instead it's like, no, we're going to write all the poetry and do all the animation.
It's taking all the creative jobs and only leaving us with the labor jobs.
Right. Yeah. Which is the opposite of what they said years ago.
Which is the opposite of what the initial plan was.
Yeah. Miss Piggy from the Muppets is getting her own movie.
I saw this.
Oh, good for her.
It's Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone producing it.
Yep.
So I'm already like, okay, I'll be there. I love Miss Piggy. I love those girls. So it should be a good time.
Boy, we could do a Sweet 16 of weird things that I found attractive when I was a kid.
Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy was pretty high up on the list.
I mean, her relationship with Kermit was abusive to me as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Really? She was bossing him around.
Kevin said abusive at the same time you said very appealing to me.
I mean, she used to beat the crap out of Kermit, right?
I think I must like mean women because like I thought Lucy was kind of cute.
Unfortunately, I am also attracted to mean women, and I think some of that might have come from Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Watching too much like Muppet Treasure Island.
Yeah. She was mean. She had big eyelashes. I'm like, I'm in.
Kermit, man. Long blonde hair.
Kermit was like, all right, I'll go.
Yeah, he was really.
He's like, okay.
And then he would upset her, and she'd be like,
He just never stood up for himself.
Okay. That's a terrible Kermit.
I've had it.
Who's the one?
And then Kermit would be like,
who's the one
gonna
who
get back
is
Miss Piggy?
Romantically attracted to chickens?
That's Gonzo.
That's Gonzo. Oh,
Gonzo was a creeper.
Yes, he was.
They're like still doing that. When I was in Disneyland earlier this year.
Still doing the chicken bit, huh?
They were still doing the chicken bit. And I'm like, I'm surprised we're.
Yeah, let's not bestiality, guys. We got.
Well, he's a bird.
Well, he's a.
Right?
I don't think so.
I thought Gonzo was a bird.
I thought he was just like a.
He's just a Gonzo.
Well, okay, but devil's advocate here. He's not like a guy.
Oh, yeah, he's not a bird.
He's not a bird.
I always thought he was
he's
a bird.
He's not a bird, but like I don't know if you necessarily can call
Andrew,
it bestiality.
He's harnessed language. Like he can communicate like a human.
He's enough like a guy. Oh. He shouldn't be attracted to chickens.
So Gonzo is an alien.
He's an alien. So he's not like a dude.
Again, this is the search version. It said Muppets from Space, the movie.
I love that movie.
Provided the answer that Gonzo is an alien.
I guess that's okay. Like, if you go to another planet and you find something attractive, and people are like, that's gross. You're like, well, I'm not even from here.
I'm like super into like yeah, the but it's Gonzo kinda, version
I mean, let's
of
be
chickens.
Honest, he's into non-sentient beings. That's a little weird.
Yeah, the chickens aren't consenting.
That's a good point.
Well, but
that's a little weird.
I'll go on a date with you.
Well, then again, but the chickens, the animals and Muppets might be sentient.
The chickens are consenting. Because there was a chicken that was like his girlfriend.
Oh, that's right. He had like a he had like a
committed
a
relationship,
fan club, right?
He had a committed relationship with a chicken, I believe, and the chicken was like a willing partner.
You better
said,
come up with some receipts.
I said to pluck the chicken, damn it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.